That's done. Yes, it does appear to be. There's all sorts of things happening there. Yes, my name is Colin Keir, MSP for Edinburgh Western Constituency. Well, there's a lot of proposals that are coming in for the west side of Edinburgh, and in particular the areas around Queensferry and, of course, between Barrington, Maybury and the business gateway itself, the proposed business gateway. Now, there's a lot of proposals. The council wishes to take land out of the green belt, for instance, between Maybury and Camo, as well as South Queensferry, but nobody's talking from the council about the difficulties in transport. Now, the International Business Gateway has been an idea that's been ongoing for close on to a decade. We knew it was going to be coming along, but there doesn't appear to be anybody talking about how we sort the problems of the air pollution and traffic levels getting people in and out along Queensferry Road and St John's Road. Absolutely. At Barrington on the Queensferry Road and, of course, in St John's Road, there's some of the highest levels in the UK. Now, there's been monitor machines at these positions for some time now. We know through the recordings that there's some of the worst recorded levels in the UK, and yet we still have proposals for massive development without looking at the way that people come in and out along the city. And there is really only three western entrances to the city. There's one in Gordon MacDonald's southwest Pentlands area along Sight Hill. But the major two roads coming into the city from the west, the busiest roads in the city almost, are Queensferry Road and Kirstorton Road corridors. And nobody is telling us how they're going to manage this. Oh, there's a huge amount of concern in the areas surrounding the Barrington and Maybury areas. When you consider that Maybury Road at peak time is virtually at a standstill already, and the fact that people who are resident in East Craigs have only one road in and out that goes on to Maybury Road, and you have this ridiculous situation where thousands upon thousands of houses are being proposed, but nothing is being done to help these people, and it really is a major concern in the area, and it is by far the biggest item in my postbag. Get economic development to talk to planning, because until such time as these two departments talk to each other and actually get things together, come up with proposals, not just for the next 6 months or a year or something temporary with traffic lights, but actually think on the broader vision. As I've pointed out to Councillor Hines in the letter that I've sent to her, it's a case of you have to have a vision, because if you don't, the city ends up in gridlock, and the idea of Edinburgh maintaining its position as the driver for the Scottish economy will simply end, because people will not wish to relocate here. And it's as simple as that. And the, you know, residents in these areas, their lives will be made misery. So it's time to start looking at the difficult questions, not just the ones that might get you elected. There's nothing new in this. What's actually happened is over the years, the city councils have been asked, they know how many people are born, they can make the estimates themselves as to how many houses are required. Now, it comes down to the situation, the Scottish Government, of whichever ilk, has to put a legal framework around these things. The figures are sent back, done rather complicated methods, I grant you, but the local authorities know how many people they have, how many houses they need up until 2030, and it's up to the council to actually find the space. Now, with all due respect to the council planners, I'm afraid to say they've rather failed miserably with their local development plan proposals. Well, actually, the Scottish Government doesn't have the remit to deal with the problems within the city boundaries. I've asked questions of the of Keith Brown when he was a minister last year, and the answer that comes back is because of where these problems are cited, it's for the city council. It's their locus. It's them who have to come up with the ideas of what they're going to do, and that is the reason why I've sent a very extensive letter to Leslie Hines asking what's happening, where are the ideas, and what is she going to do about it? Do you wish me to pause or... Okay.